Well, absolutely. And I suppose there has been a campaign afoot for many years, by, both by local fishermen and users of the harbour and various political representatives in the area. I suppose that would have been front-loaded by myself, who would be the most local public representative to that pier. And the fabulous news that has emerged today is that the department are prepared to invest $2.5 million, which will allow for the design and erection of a breakwater at Maharoti Pier. And that will effectively mean that the existing pier that has been built there since 1999 will be in a position to be used year-round. And it will also mean that tourism in and around the Maharoti and Clonmacnoise area can be fully exploited and, I suppose, developed upon, simply because there will be numerous opportunities arising from the provision of the new breakwater. It will firstly provide a safe harbour with good deep waters for people to take their boats in and out of, including the ferry operators who work from Inishbofin and Tory Islands, as well as the fishermen. Secondly, it will create a safe harbour and marina for people who want to take their leisure craft in. And thirdly, it will provide what I believe will be a safe, secure beach towards the back of the breakwater, and will also ensure that the beach and the pier, the working harbour, are kept separate. And I believe that it will be a massive tourism benefit to the parish of Clonmacnoise. And I very much welcome this news. And indeed, I must also pay adage and respect to Minister Joe McHugh, who has today announced the money, who is fully aware of the difficulties that have been experienced in Maharoti over the years, and is fully aware and versed by myself in regards to the need for this breakwater. He has listened to those concerns, and today the government have allocated monies. And I am, as a local representative, very pleased to be in a position to fully welcome this announcement, but I will be trying to ensure that the announcement is followed through with actual hard work on the ground, and that the best deal possible for the people using the pier in Maharoti is delivered upon in as short a time frame as possible.
And just to relay those concerns, the pier in its current state, it really prohibits everything you just mentioned there in terms of tourism and a safe passage for both tourists and those going out to the island.
Well, currently at Maharoti Pier, there's a difficulty whereby the sand that has been eroded from nearby dunes and has been taken in by waves and seas is congregating and silting up in at the pier, and it has no way of getting out from the pier. So the only way that can be removed is by dredging. And of course, you can't dredge every week, so you have to wait until there's a big build-up or an accumulation of sand, which means it makes the pier effectively inoperable for large parts in many months of the year. What this will do is it will ensure that that sand now builds up behind a breakwater. It doesn't get in as far as the pier, so there will be no dredging works required in at the pier face itself. So it makes it fully operational, and that, I suppose that's the most practical and the first concern that many people had, to ensure that the pier would be operable as a working harbour and a pier, because many people in the Maharoti and surrounding areas do use fishing as their primary industry, and it is important to support that industry as well as supporting the infrastructure need for people to leave from Maharoti Pier to access both Inishbofin and Tory Island on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. And they can now do that safely, securely, and know for certain that the ferry will be there if the barring weather, but that the pier will not be silted over. And that's the big thing, and it's a reassurance for everybody that uses the harbour. And it will also allow for the tourism sector to move in there and have berths at the pier, and as well as that will allow for more development of the beach facility. And I believe that Maharoti in the future, because of this development, if it is followed through, and it will become a blue flag beach, and I will be working hard into the future to ensure that. But I very much welcome the news and the departure that we have come from today, and I look forward to it coming into fruition. Announcements are grand, but we must make sure that these announcements turn into hard facts and people on the ground actually carrying out work in a positive nature, and that's what I will be focusing my energies on into the future.